Expects free plugs.
Great news for the club. Travis extended for another 12 months. Be with us till the end of 2019. 31
I'll
years
be
old.
I'll be old then. Hopefully I'll make it that far.
So far away.
Travis, did it take long to do the deal once they came to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. It was I love this place, and I've got so much to give back to this place. And as soon as the opportunity came up, it was pretty much done straight away. We've still got so much to do here, and I want to be a big part of that.
You'll still have some footy to play after this contract, but given all you've given to the club and what they've given you, do you see yourself as a one club player eventually?
Oh yeah, look, certainly I don't expect to go anywhere. As I said, I absolutely love this place and would do anything for this club, and that's certainly what I'm trying to do now, and certainly what this group's trying to do. And I'm just glad I'm still a part of it for the next few years.
And you had that motivation coming out of the dark times, and then the last couple of years it picked up. Obviously, it was a bit disappointing last year. You've got that motivation back to really get back up there.
Yeah, certainly, and I think we've seen already this pre-season the motivation's certainly there with this group. And we were extremely disappointed with the results this year, and we've got so much more to prove. And look, we did go through the dark times, and certainly our supporters and that did too. And we're all really disappointed with this year, and we want to make amends for that. And we've certainly taken some steps forward this pre-season in doing that.
So I guess the contract just pushes you closer, doesn't it, to being a one club player? Just confirms it. That's probably going to be that case.
Yeah, I think it'll take me till I'm 31, so I'm getting over the hill then. And it's tough to play footy after 30, so I'm very fortunate to be on for another year, and certainly I'll hope to be a part of this club forever.
How do you feel about that, given the fact there was that period where you were tossing up between Port and Geelong? Now that you've further consolidation, that you will be a one club player.
Yeah, look, I'm extremely happy that I'm able to call this place home. I think once you walk in the doors as a young kid into the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and you become part of the family, and I'm very, very lucky and very fortunate to be a part of it for so long. We did some hard times, and there was certainly some challenges for this group, and we've been able to keep a lot of players here, and that's been a credit to the club, and now I'm very fortunate to be still a part of that for the next few years.
And clearly it's something you tossed up for half a season, 6 months probably
at the time.
Yeah.
Look, it was certainly a difficult time for the club, and a difficult time to for myself, but it was more about the family, as I spoke about at the time, and this is another family for me, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of this family.
Did you run it past Mum and your sisters before you signed this time, or they've accepted this is where you are?
Yeah, I think they've certainly accepted. My younger sister's over here now and lives with me, and it's been great. And Mum comes over a fair bit now that I've got my sister over here, so but certainly it's always something I'll run past Mum and my family, and they're extremely happy that I'm still a part of this club, and they're a part of the club as well.
A lot of players have re-signed in the past few years to long-term deals. How important is it that Port stitches up when Garden winds?
Oh, look, I think it's be a huge plus for this club if we're able to get their signature. They're a huge part of our future, and I think the way we're building our the brand of the club and internally the expectations and things like that inside this club and what we stand for, I think we've shown we've been able to hold our players, and we're hoping we can do that with Chaddy and Ollie as well, and hopefully in the future we're able to get those signatures because they're a huge part of this club.
Do you expect them to sign this week?
I hope so. I don't really know too much about it, so fingers crossed that happens.
How's the pre-season going? Is always a lot of talk about Berger's program. Is it any different this pre-season?
Oh, I guess the big difference is we haven't been on a trip. It's all in Adelaide. But look, I don't think it changes too much. Obviously the intensity seems to go up every year. That's what it feels like. And our training won't change a hell of a lot. We think we've put a really good program in place, and Berger and his team have been fantastic. And look, it's certainly been very solid. The boys have been challenged. We've been here 3 weeks now, the older guys, and we've certainly been challenged every session. And it really comes down to the playing group and how much we want to get out of each session, how much we want to improve. What does improving and getting to that next level mean to us? And that's certainly the challenge we're challenging each other on. And I think we've been really good at it so far this pre-season. We want to improve. We want to get better, and we know we've got to get better if we want to beat the best sides in the comp.
You still get benefits out of not going away. There's always a good team bonding experience going overseas.
Yeah, it is, and that's probably the biggest thing is going away as a group and staying in a hotel together and bonding. But we can certainly do that here as well, and certainly the training doesn't change. It's just as hard here as it would be over there, and you know, we're enjoying it, and we're still around each other, you know, nearly all week, and you know, so you still get the bonding exercises. And look, we do activities out in the ground where they're extremely hard, and we've got to get each other through, and they're the ones that really help your group come together.
Trev, why is Port able to retain its players, especially those from interstate like yourself? Whereas the Crows, obviously dangers going back to Geelong, they've lost a lot of players, you know, Tip with Gumston and others in recent years, where Port actually has attracted more players, you know, Tumfus and Dixon coming here as well. Why can I do that?
Yeah, look, I can't speak for the Crows and what they do, but certainly we couldn't attract players 3 or 4 years ago. But we believe that we're building a pretty quality you know, culture around this club that the players want to be involved in, players want to come to, and we're hoping that players outside see our club as somewhere they want to come. I guess Adelaide Oval really helps, but certainly our culture is the biggest thing. We want to make sure that, you know, our players really enjoy coming into the club and really enjoy being here. And I think we've got a pretty good group that are pretty tight. And once you get in here, you don't really want to leave. It's like a family. And that's what I've spoken about in the years that I've signed on, is it's a big family. And we're very fortunate to be a part of it. And I guess that's why we've been able to hold a lot of Victorian players or interstate players. And then fortunate enough that we're playing some good footy now, and we've got some really good coaches and medical staff and these people on board, that people want to come here and experience what it's like to be a part of this family.
Who drives it?
Oh, look, I think it's the whole club. It starts with Koshy, it starts with Keith, Ken, the leadership group. I think it's something that we believe in as a leadership group and leaders of the club that we really want to drive, and then the players just buy into it. And it's just an enjoyable place to be around.
So they make it hard for players to leave as well.
It is hard to leave, and certainly I guess the interstate players have found it hard to leave because it's such a great place to be around, and we hopefully we can keep that for the years to come and keep that culture. You know, I think, you know, the biggest thing that you know, we really want to stand by is we leave the place leave the club in a better place than when we first got here. So that's certainly something we really stand by.
Anyone in particular training wise, just last with one. Pre-season training this year, anyone sort of taking, you know, catching your eye?
Oh, look, so far it's only been a couple of weeks, but I think Jimmy Tumpus is one that's certainly you know, come over. We haven't seen too much about him, but I've just loved the way he's gone about it. You know, he's with Vossi nearly every day for 3 or 4 hours trying to learn, and it's exactly what we want for our young guys or guys coming to the club that are just willing to work hard, and that's exactly what he's done, and he's shown it already out on the track that the work he's doing off the field, that's starting to come into the training sessions. And look, for anyone who wants to come in and fit into this club, you just got to work hard and be humble, and that's certainly what he brings, and it's great for him to come in and do that.
Is Charlie going okay with that as well?
Yeah, look, he's been exactly the same. He's just come in and just wanted to work hard. He's already had that relationship with Kenny, which has been great. Kenny drives him pretty hard, and he's just come in as well and just wants to work hard and be a part of this group, and you know, that's exactly what we want to say.
You trained indoors? When are you joining the main group?
Yeah, I just trained indoors today. I hurt my toe the other day, so I was just a little bit sore. I can't surf for a little bit, which is a bit disappointing, but I should be back in no time. It's only just a little sore toe.